It's the Noon Report from Family Life, bringing a Christian worldview to what's happening in New York, Pennsylvania, across the country, and around the world. Weather with Kevin Williams, sports with Sunny Delfiette, plus special features and reports with the Family Life News team. Now, here's what's happening.
China standoff. Good afternoon. Chinese diplomats have until 4 o'clock today to vacate the consulate in Houston. The Trump administration accusing China of using that facility to spy on us. At the same time, the communist regime's kicking our diplomats out of our consulate in China as tensions mount between the two world superpowers. Remember the story about Russian bounties paid to Taliban-backed militants to kill U.S. forces in Afghanistan? Well, the Pentagon looked into it and found nothing to substantiate it. It was published in the New York Times and Washington Post last month. Retired Army General Jack Keane.
I have sources in Afghanistan that are all military, and they cannot corroborate it.
Former Joint Chiefs Chairman Colin Powell.
Our military commanders on the ground did not think that it was as serious a problem as the newspapers were reporting and television was reporting. It got kind of out of control before we really had an understanding of what had happened. I'm not sure we fully understand now.
There have been no American casualties in Afghanistan since the signing of a fragile peace treaty with the Taliban back in February. About 8,600 U.S. forces are stationed there, down from a high of 100,000 back in 2010. Another COVID cancellation. The Republican National Convention in Jacksonville, Florida will not happen next month.
We didn't want to take any chances.
President Trump says a massive arena-filled event would not be prudent, with Florida now being the center of the COVID pandemic. RNC spokeswoman Liz Harrington.
We are not worried at all about the enthusiasm level. It's off the chart. Our supporters are so committed to voting for President Trump, getting out there and organizing and reelecting him because they know what's at stake at this election.
Republicans will still gather in Charlotte to nominate the president for a second term. He's expected to give his acceptance speech online. The CDC issuing new back-to-school guidelines.
The greatest challenge right now to be able to say, here's what we're going to do, and you can count on it.
The guidelines place a major emphasis on masks and social distancing. NBC's Miguel Almaguer.
Other recommendations included repurposing unused buildings, holding classes outside when possible, and keeping groups of students together throughout the school day.
U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams says face coverings are the key to us getting back to normal.
These are our instruments of freedom because they will give us the freedom to open.
If you violate the mask mandate in Miami, it'll cost you $100, $1,000 fine now in Washington, D.C. Dr. Deborah Birx on the president's coronavirus task force says despite the 4 million COVID cases in the country right now, there are signs of progress.
We're already starting to see some plateauing in these critically four states that have really suffered under the last 4 weeks. So Texas, California, Arizona, and Florida.
Still, the federal government bracing for up to 30,000 new COVID deaths over the next 3 weeks. The socially distanced Major League Baseball season got underway last night.
Stanton with a drive out to left center field, and just like that, the Yankees have jumped in front, 2-0 New York.
The Yanks went on to win the rain-shortened game against the world champion Nationals. This Nats fan says even though the result was not what she wanted, it was good to get the season started again.
Baseball is 3.5 hours every day that you feel like all is right in the world. This is like a small little bit of normalcy.
No fans in the stands because of the pandemic. All players held a piece of black cloth and took a knee in D.C. Mookie Betts knelt during the national anthem in L.A. and the pitch man for the pandemic threw out the first pitch in our nation's capital.
We welcome Dr. Anthony Fauci to throw out the ceremonial first pitch. Dr. Fauci, when you're ready, it's your pitch.
It was, as they say, just a bit outside. With millions of us just days away from losing our unemployment benefits, Republicans are delaying the rollout of a new coronavirus stimulus package.
The GOP stimulus package rollout is going about as smoothly as an Anthony Fauci opening day first pitch.
Just a bit outside.
Top Republicans had reached an agreement on their party's stimulus proposal, and a formal rollout was expected yesterday. But as negotiators raced for a final deal, feel the timing for the plan's release has been delayed over disputes and holdups. And GOP insiders now say the proposal will be likely released on Monday.
Mike Bauer reporting on the weather front. Tropical storm Hanna inching closer to Texas.
Landfall kind of north of Corpus Christi as we head into Saturday.
And Hurricane Douglas bearing down on Hawaii.
It's a Category 4, so this thing is a beast in the Pacific. The good news is it is running out of warm water, so though it's going straight towards Hawaii, it's not going to end up hitting Hawaii as a major hurricane.
And Gonzalo, meantime, is growing stronger in the South Atlantic. Three big storms this weekend. Plans in place for a final goodbye for John Lewis.
A funeral will be held for the late congressman and civil rights icon at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. A processional will carry Lewis' body across the Edmund Pettus Bridge, where he and other voting rights demonstrators were beaten 55 years ago. He'll lie in state at the Alabama State Capitol in Montgomery, the Georgia State Capitol in Atlanta, and at the U.S. Capitol in Washington.
Correspondent Deborah Rodriguez, the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, telling protesters in her city to monitor the actions of police.
That if you see something that doesn't look right, please don't hesitate to report it.
Lightfoot ordered a Christopher Columbus statue torn down last night, just days after dozens of cops were hurt protecting it. Congressman Michael Waltz.
These inner cities have been run by the same people with the same ideology with no results or worse results for way too long. And, you know, you would think that they would be welcoming all the federal help they can get.
President Trump's ordered federal troops to Chicago. Meantime, in Portland, Oregon, 2,000 protesters took to the streets again last night. The White House has dispatched federal officers to Portland, too. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
The use of stormtroopers under the guise of law and order is a tactic that is not appropriate to our country in any way.
It's Ken Cuccinelli with the Department of Homeland Security.
Can you imagine if somebody like me used a Nazi illusion like stormtroopers the way Nancy Pelosi so blithely did there? The sky would come falling down.
In Seattle, police bracing for violent protests this weekend, but they will not be allowed to use tear gas to keep the crowds under control. Seattle City Council's taken that crowd control measure away from the cops. Zoos across the country reopened today.
Zoos have been shut for months because of coronavirus. Well, this kid visiting the Bronx Zoo says the animals miss them.
They were probably like used to having all the people.
And this little one compares her coronavirus quarantine to the zoo animals.
It's been 18 weeks. It's more like when like the animals go in like quarantine, trapped in that little enclosure, and the enclosure is my home and my parents are the zookeepers.
Now, visitors need to pre-register for a visit date, and the zoos will be operating at limited capacity. Social distancing and face coverings are mandatory. Scott Pringle, New York.
Still to come on the Noon Report, the Blue Jays have landed in Buffalo. Another virus not named Corona. And gyms get creative to keep members interested.
Good afternoon. The weekend is upon us, and it looks sun-filled and warm. I'll have forecast details in 10 minutes.
All right, thank you, Kevin. New York Governor just announcing it. The Toronto Blue Jays are going to play their home games, after all, in the city of Buffalo, New York. We'll have much more on this developing story throughout the day. Every region of Pennsylvania has seen an increase in coronavirus, and that could jeopardize the reopening of school.
Look at Florida. And so we're not going to be Florida.
Health Secretary Rachel Levine.
It's critical to drive down the case counts now in terms of the rise of new cases in order to prepare for schools to reopening. If we don't do that now, that would put that in jeopardy.
Open Up Pennsylvania activist Michael Dano says the negative news is being overblown.
The death rate is down. Nobody ever talks about that. The death rate's down.
Pennsylvania has the 11th lowest death rate from COVID-19 of any state in the country. New York's cracking down on social distancing violations at restaurants and bars. The governor, especially concerned, young people aren't taking the virus seriously.
You look at the age brackets, it's basically flat or down except for one group, 21 to 30 years old. And it has ticked up 4 points.
He's announced the creation of a multi-agency task force that will enforce the 6-foot buffer rule.
This is not the time to fight for your right to party. I respect your right to party.
The task force will employ real-time data to deploy investigators who will crack down on social distancing violations as they happen. Gyms in New York still closed. That means gym owners are getting creative in ways to keep their membership from dropping. Many are offering outdoor exercise classes.
It felt great. You know, there's a community. You know, that gym community is just oh so special.
Barb St. Pierre with Trillium Fitness in Syracuse says exercise is crucial to her physical and mental health.
I was losing it after a month or two in because your normal is no longer normal. And the gym world is part of my everyday. So to be able to go in and release some stress and tension and the uncertainty.
Some studies have shown up to 50% of Americans will not renew their gym membership once the Y's and fitness centers do open back up. There's another virus in Pennsylvania, West Nile virus. It showed up for the first time in the northern tier.
A resident of Potter County was tested for the virus with samples sent to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The state recorded 7 cases of West Nile last year. None were fatal. Although mosquitoes can bite at any time of the day or night, the mosquitoes that transmit West Nile are most active at dawn and dusk. Terry Diener, Family Life News.
City of Syracuse is debating the role of cops in school. Some groups want them out of there. They want the money instead to fund other school officers, such as resource officers or counselors.
They definitely are intimidated. That's not where kids want to be. Kids don't want to be in school, and they don't want to be intimidated, and they don't want to be scared. So put the police where they belong, and that's on the streets fighting crime, not in schools. It's not a prison.
The Syracuse School Board says it's looking into it. The New York Senate has passed a bill that bans the sale of certain animals at pet stores. Family Life's Jeremy Miller.
Yeah, that's right. And if signed into law, the bipartisan bill would prohibit the sale of dogs, cats, and rabbits at pet shops. It would also eliminate work with other organizations to showcase cats or dogs owned by certain entities for the purpose of adoption, like you might see on your local TV station. The bill now goes to the Assembly, but so far there still is not a clear timeline for the bill to be taken up. Jeremy Miller, Family Life News.
People looking for a job in Broome County, New York, treated to a drive-in job fair this week. The Broome Tioga Workforce hosting that event at the Oakdale Mall in Johnson City.
Job and career fairs are so important to the job seekers and to the employers in our community. And it's really come to a standstill in recent months.
Amy Shaw with the Greater Binghamton Chamber of Commerce says employers are looking to fill about 4,000 jobs in Broome County. The Oakdale Mall is not yet open for business, but it does have plans for all that empty parking lot space. It's teamed up with a local company to host drive-in movies and wrestling.
Maybe we can do what I remember as a kid and that fun and the magic of being underneath the stars and watching a movie. I'm like, yeah, you know what? This is a really great idea. We should try this.
Why not? Jonathan Mushock with Excite Wrestling, which puts on wrestling shows at the Oakdale Mall. But Excite has been out of business since this pandemic began.
We're struggling like any other business is struggling. We have a 6,000 square foot space that we've only been in it twice in the last 5 months.
Now, after months of planning, Excite is partnering with the Oakdale Mall to create drive-in experiences for wrestling shows and movies.
Classic movies, because they're not putting out any new movies right now, but movies I would love to have seen on a movie theater screen. I love the idea of it.
Mushock says his goal is to help people feel safe while enjoying some quality entertainment.
People are worried. The COVID isn't going away anytime soon. It's still out there, but we can still give you something, some kind of entertainment where you can feel safe in your car and still be entertained with your family. And that's what we're really looking to do.
Those drive-in events at the Oakdale Mall, both wrestling and movies, expected to start next month. Sports next. The two-minute drill. Here's Sonny Delphia.
Yeah, Bob, baseball is back in. Dr. Anthony Fauci throwing out the first pitch. The late Bob Uecker would say it was
just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
Then Morgan Freeman read a poem about unity written by Andrew McCutcheon.
Equality is not just a word. It's our right. Today we stand as men from 25 nations on 6 continents. Today we are one.
After the speech, every member of the Nationals and Yankees knelt in unison. Then they all stood for the national anthem. Then the first homer of the new season.
Stanton with a drive out to left center field, and just like that, the Yankees have jumped in front, 2-0 New York.
Giancarlo Stanton homered and drove in three runs as the Yankees beat the defending world champion Nationals 4-1, a game shortened by rain to 5.5 innings. Gerrit Cole allowed one hit, a home run from Adam Eaton, and the victory. Out west, the Kike Hernandez Show.
The Reds, the White Sox, the Padres. Kike Hernandez, it's gone. Home run for Hernandez, and what a night for Kike.
Hernandez homered, knocked in five runs, leading the Dodgers to an 8-1 rout of the Giants. The remainder of the league's teams get their season underway today. Last year's National League Cy Young Award winner Jacob deGrom takes the mound in Queens as the Mets host the defending National League East champion Braves. The Blue Jays are in Tampa taking on the Rays. Phillies hosting the Marlins. Cleveland hosting the Royals. The Pirates are in St. Louis. Major League Baseball and the Players Union agreed to expand the 2020 playoffs from 10 teams to 16. 16 of the 30 teams will advance to a best-of-three first round. At Kansas Speedway.
They've done it again. He's done it again. Kansas winner, Denny Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin holding off Brad Keselowski for his fifth win of the season, 42nd overall. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Dolphiet.
And one other sports story breaking just 15 minutes ago. The Toronto Blue Jays going to play their home games this season in the city of Buffalo, New York. Games moved there because of COVID-19. The Queen City really happy to hear the news. Still to come on the Noon Report for a Friday, homeschooling is taking off. We'll take a closer look. Lots of sunshine and warmth this weekend, and all things blueberry in Bethlehem.
For decades, the nation of Turkey has committed efforts to denying its own history. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This is Breakpoint. Despite the loud protests that came from around the world, Turkey has decided to convert the Hagia Sophia into a mosque. One supporter of Prime Minister Erdogan told Al Jazeera that he'd been waiting 50 years for this holy site's original identity as a mosque to be restored. Of course, in truth, the original identity of the Hagia Sophia was as the Christian Cathedral of Constantinople. The Turkish government has a long track record of revising history. For example, between 1915 and 1923, and what's become known as the Armenian Genocide, an estimated 1.5 million Armenian Christians were killed or expelled from the Ottoman Empire. What the Ottomans did to their Christian subjects was so horrible, it actually served as a model for Adolf Hitler and the Holocaust. In fact, Hitler told military commanders just prior to his invasion of Poland, who, after all, speaks today of the annihilation of the Armenians? Well, to answer his question, certainly not the Turks. Turkey and its ethnically related neighbor, Azerbaijan, are the only nations in the world that deny that the Armenian genocide happened. What's more, Turkey has even prosecuted scholars and journalists who are willing to say otherwise, accusing them of insulting Turkishness. Over the years, Turkey has spent millions of dollars, literally, lobbying American politicians to prevent the United States from officially recognizing what happened to the Armenians as genocide. In fact, it was only after Turkish-American relations had seriously deteriorated because of other issues that the U.S. Congress did recognize the genocide as a genocide. When their cash has failed, Turkey has resorted to applying pressure, making threats against both governments and individuals. For example, they threatened to withhold cooperation with the EU during the 2015 refugee crisis over this issue. Their war against the truth is also taking outside their borders, in Lebanon, which is home to many Armenian Christian exiles. Last month, a television host there received an anti-Armenian message while broadcasting live. When he responded by criticizing what he called the insidious history of the Ottoman Empire and the Turkish president, anti-Armenian rhetoric and violence there escalated. One viral video not only contained threats against the television host, but threatened a massacre in Beirut's primary Armenian neighborhood. And then, according to reports, Turkish authorities requested that legal proceedings be brought against the host in order to guarantee the respect of the Turkish president in all Lebanese media. How did the Lebanese government respond to this request? Well, that host has been placed on trial for insulting the Turkish president and the Turkish people in Lebanon. According to International Christian Concern, what's happening in Lebanon is part of a larger pattern. Turkey just does not tolerate references to its own genocidal history. Instead, it perpetuates a policy that not only violates another country's national sovereignty, but worsens religious freedom within that locale. Denying history, or simply rewriting it, seems to be a major goal of Turkey's Islamist regime. Otherwise, they'd be forced to acknowledge that centuries before the coming of Islam and a millennium before the arrival of the Ottomans, Armenians embraced Christianity, and they lived and worshipped in what is now Turkey. That alone would force the question, what happened to them? And that's the question that Turkey hopes to avoid at all cost. For Breakpoint, I'm John Stone Street.
Thank you, John. Let's take it outside. Next, weekend weather with Kevin Williams. Okey-doke, Kevin Williams, thank you very much. This is the Noon Report. I'm your host, Bob Price, and here's what's going on this Friday afternoon, the 24th of July. 30 million laid-off Americans lose their jobless aid this weekend because Congress has yet to renew those COVID-inspired $600 weekly unemployment benefits. There is debate raging now over the size of that benefit.
The $600 a week is actually discouraging people from going back to work.
What's discouraging people from going back to work is unsafe conditions because of COVID. Americans are hardworking. They take care of their families. They don't need an incentive. And so a $600 payment is not going to be a disincentive.
Republicans plan to release phase four of their COVID comeback plan on Monday. It does not include a tax break, but does offer another stimulus check and also extends jobless benefits. President Trump says he's not worried about the polls that showed Joe Biden in the lead with about 100 days to go now before the election. Biden and his old boss, former President Barack Obama, appearing together in a campaign commercial yesterday. The president reacted.
I wouldn't be there if it weren't for those two. If they did a good job, I wouldn't, you know, I ran against what they did, and I won. Biden and Obama, I'm here. I'm in the White House because of them.
The president announcing the cancellation of the GOP convention in Jacksonville next month due to the pandemic. He's expected to accept the party's nomination in an online speech. The coronavirus pandemic has many parents looking at perhaps homeschooling permanently.
People were saying, you know, what the school district offered last spring was not very good for us. And so the result of all of that is we're just flooded with calls for people saying, how do I do this?
Tim Lambert runs the Home School Coalition in Texas.
There's uncertainty in terms of what the schools are going to do. Some folks are concerned about what the schools would require in terms of face masks for children, no recess, all that kind of stuff.
Parenting expert Karen Maloney says 47% of moms and dads are considering homeschooling this year.
You can customize your child's education. That's a great thing. However, it can be very difficult to fold back into education once you're homeschooling. So you must go with accredited homeschooling.
Wait, with the start of the school year fast approach, now, there is still a lot of uncertainty about the future of in-person learning. The U.S. government is recalling 75 brands of hand sanitizer. The product that people use to ward off COVID might instead be making them sick. These are not well-known brands, and they could contain toxic materials. Some were sold at major U.S. retailers like Walmart. Americans are uniting to Back the Blue. The largest gathering of support for law enforcement in the country is happening tomorrow on Long Island.
There's an old quote, evil triumphs when good men and women do nothing. And we were sick and tired of good men and women doing nothing.
Kyle Reyes with Law Enforcement Today helped to organize this rally.
Yeah, we've got men and women from all over the country are coming out. We literally have people flying flying out from sea to shining sea.
More than 10,000 folks expected at that Back the Blue rally tomorrow on Long Island. Fans will be in the stands on Fox Sports broadcasts of Major League Baseball this summer, just not real fans. The network will debut virtual fans, and they will be in the seats along with fake crowd noise to help it feel like a packed house, to help it feel like the real thing. These computer-generated fans will look and move like real people. In fact, we don't think you can tell the difference. And they will be customized for each game that's aired on Fox. It's 26 past the hour. This is the Noon Report on Family Life.
Hi, I'm Tracy Lynn, and this is our summer-long staycation destination series. Every Friday during the Noon Report, we'll spotlight a staycation destination that's not far from home and won't break the bank. This week, we're taking you to the Blueberry to Go Market in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
I'm Carly Chaponis, and I am the marketing coordinator for Historic Bethlehem Museums and Sites.
Carly, you're now in the midst of this year's Blueberry to Go Market experience. Would you tell us about the event?
Absolutely. So this year, we have a bit of a scaled-down version of our annual Blueberry Festival, but we're still here at the Burnside Plantation with our best local blueberry pies, strudels, and coffee cakes. And you'll be able to visit us this weekend and listen to some live acoustic musicians, shop from our hand-picked local crafters, and enjoy some food and beverage in our picnic spots in our apple orchard.
Yum, I'm hungry already. Carly, what is the cost to take part in this year's Blueberry to Go Market? And then how long does the event run?
So this year we are charging a $3 admission per person for a 90-minute time slot, and we're doing this so we can keep track of the amount of people that are at Burnside Plantation at one time because we are limited to 250. And kids will get a free craft and activity bag included with their ticket. We started July 18th, so this weekend is our last weekend, July 25th and 26th.
So, Carly, the fruit-loving foodie event takes place at historic Burnside Plantation. Would you give us a brief history of the plantation near Allentown?
Yes. The Moravians typically lived in what they called a choir system, which was a communal system where people were grouped by age, gender, marital status. But in 1747, James and Mary Burnside decided to not follow that choir system that we had here in Moravian Bethlehem, and they purchased 500 acres, which became the Burnside Plantation. After James's death, Mary sold the farm back to the Moravian Church, and it became plantation number 4 in the Moravian farming system, and it produced crops for the entire community.
Wow.
And today, it is now our 6.5-acre farm in the city right in the heart of Bethlehem.
I love it. I love that little refuge there in the middle of the city. So who exactly were the Moravians? Because I know some people may not be familiar with that denomination.
They were a religious group, one of the oldest Protestant denominations in the world with roots in the Czech Republic. And we do still have, I believe, the Moravian Church, and we do have Moravian College out here as well.
So what sort of berry delights are visitors experiencing this year at the Blueberry to Go Market?
We have the best blueberry pie, strudel, and coffee cake around, and we'll also be selling fresh blueberries, blueberry ice cream, blueberry soda, and a whole bunch of other blueberry items like baking mixes, syrups, salsa, pretty much anything you can think of blueberry.
Wow, and is this from different people in the area that are making the stuff?
Some of it is from local people, and we do work with some other vendors that aren't so local to help stock us with some of this stuff.
How has the coronavirus tweaked the flow of the festival happenings this year? Are there still any competitions?
We do still have some of our competitions. On Saturday, we will be hosting the dog parade and the adults' best blueberry dessert culinary contest. And then on Sunday, we introduce a new contest this year, the best blueberry bonnet contest. So we're encouraging people to break out their sun hats and decorate them a little bit festively. And the winner will receive a prize. And also on Sunday, we will be hosting our kids' best blueberry dessert culinary contest as well.
Did I mention that I'm hungry?
Yeah, I know, right? Me too.
I think it's tea time or something.
And I do believe we are selling some blueberry-themed face masks as well, if you'd like to keep the blueberry thing going on a little longer too.
Carly, one last time before making the trip, where can people find out more?
HistoricBethlehem.org should have all the information you need.
Okay, and that's the Blueberry to Go Market in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. We hope you've enjoyed coming along on our staycation destination. You can hear all the podcasts online. Join us next week as we visit New York's Letchworth State Park.
All right, looking forward to it. Thank you, Tracy. Those staycation destination features, by the way, are at fln.org/podcast.
Good afternoon. Here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Leftover humidity helping to generate a few scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, mainly in parts of Pennsylvania. But the weekend, though, will be dominated by friendly high pressure. And that spells lots of sunshine and warmth. For this afternoon, partly to mostly sunny in New York, clouds, sun, and a stray shower or a thunderstorm in parts of Pennsylvania, high temperatures in the lower 80s. Skies become mainly clear tonight, some fog will reform, low temperatures upper 50s to the middle 60s. And the weekend will be sunny and warm, the high mainly in the 80s, though a few spots with increasing humidity will nudge 90 on Sunday.
All right, thank you, Kevin. Finally, noon for all you huggers out there. You know who you are. Nothing quite like the feeling of a warm embrace, I can assure you. But in this world of social distancing, well, those hugs are now forced to go virtual.
Professional cuddlers have found a way to hold sessions through video chatting. Basically, they're teaching clients to cuddle themselves. One business owner in Los Angeles says there's no substitution for human touch, but this helps bridge the gap. Another cuddle therapist points out increased eye contact can create a better connection.
All us huggers just going to have to find a way to persevere for now, but we will be hugging again soon. I can assure you. That's DiMuccio reporting, and that's our world for a Friday, July 24th. I'm Bob Price. Family Life News.
You've been listening to the Noon Report, heard weekdays on Family Life. Thank you for listening.